Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How's Mike Vrabel on WBZ TV discussing Josh McDaniels?
All right.
Which, before we get into any specifics on McDaniels, some national criticism and local defense of the Patriots' third-time offensive coordinator.
Sounds about right. No, he is very well-liked locally.
Here.
I think he's probably a good guy. I don't know him at all. I'm just saying. I think he's a good guy. He must be friendly with the media because the response to him coming back almost across the board is very well liked.
Quite popular with the local beat writers, if you haven't noticed. So, yeah, I mean, that's interesting, if nothing else. Not very well liked nationally, but the local beat writers really like it.
Correct, because nationally would include Denver, Las Vegas, Indianapolis.
Yeah, or anybody who's just not biased, anybody who just looks at it and goes, well, that guy's a disaster, and all he did was coach Brady. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Just real quick, we've touched on this a few different times. Doug Marrone, former Bills and Jags head coach, is going to be the offensive line coach.
I like it.
Mike Vrabel. Thomas Brown is going to be the tight ends coach and passing game coordinator. He was an interim head coach for the Bears. Not that it went great last year once he became the interim head coach. But these are veteran coaches who aren't first-timers, littered throughout the coaching staff, like it was a year ago. And the irony, Keith, as you said earlier, Gerard Mayo's the one who needed all these guys.
Needed all these guys.
Gerard Mayo needed McDaniels. He needed Doug Marrone.
Yeah.
He needed Thomas Brown or people like that. And they gave him none of it, where with Vrabel, they're doing it. So I'm not criticizing them for bringing in experienced coaches with Vrabel. That's good. And I like that it's not just all Vrabel guys from Tennessee, too. That's another nice byproduct of this.
Yeah, guys from like Ohio State. They just hired a Texas A&M guy. Like, there's like young guys, there's old guys, there's all kinds of stuff on stuff.
Marrone, if I'm not mistaken, Marrone and Bill O'Brien have a connection, which I think is illustrated by him spending last year at BC. But I remember when Bill O'Brien was the OC here a couple of years ago, there was some talk of him and Marrone being a package deal. I think they might have overlapped at Alabama. Is that right?
Alabama in 2021.
I think they might have overlapped at Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a connection there. And maybe that's the connection for Vrabel through Bill O'Brien, who Vrabel was the DC for O'Brien in Houston. Maybe that's the connection. Thomas Brown, I think, is from the McVay tree, if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't he come from the Rams before he went to the Bears? Do I have that wrong?
That sounds right.
So, you know, those are not necessarily Vrabel guys from Tennessee. And I like that they're getting outside that comfort zone a bit, but they're spending on real coaches. These aren't just interns promoted to the next job. These are real NFL coaches. And while they're saving a few bucks on Josh McDaniels, because he's still getting paid by the Raiders, hopefully they're spending on these guys. I'd say that's a good sign for the crafts. Although, as the Twitch chat pointed out earlier, expensive coaching staff equals cheaping out on the roster, which I guess remains
so
to be
that,
seen.
No, that's a fair point, because we don't know yet. They haven't had the opportunity to spend money on players yet in free agency or bring in guys in trade that they're going to have to sign to new deals yet. I do think overall this is somewhat promising, though. Like, I'll take the small positive step forward, where I'm sure Vrabel's getting paid a good amount. They still have to pay Gerard Mayo, you know, Terrell Williams, Doug Marrone, some of these other guys. You're paying multiple coaches now because you basically got rid of everybody. See the report today, Dante Hightower's out. Basically, last year's staff with the
I hadn't seen that. Hightower's out. That should be a total shock, but I just had not seen that.
Let me double check who had that. Make sure it wasn't a fake, because you know how these fake
sports talk
accounts.
You got sports talk ball sacked.
I might have gotten ball sacked.
I just haven't seen. I believe you. I had not seen that report.
But yeah, I'll double check on that. But so across the board, you're probably paying two linebacker coaches, two offensive coordinators, two safeties coaches, two. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're willing to do that. Then you can't stop short. What's the point of that? What if you go nuts and you overhaul the coaching staff completely? I really, really hope that the crafts don't say, you know what? It was only a coaching issue. No. It was also a player issue.
Oh, yeah.
And my hope is, like, Vrabel and all these guys coming in are going to make that pretty clear. And I think they kind of did without burying everybody, Mike Vrabel's press conference, he was asked a question as innocuous as, like, what kind of players do you want? And he's like, good players.
Which means
like they don't have a lot of good players. He's aware of that. So my hope is that they'll actually spend. Maybe it'll look more like the 2021 free agency than previous years.
Real quick, Thomas Brown is from the McVay coaching tree. I mean, those were his first NFL jobs. He was in college football prior to that. He was a running back in college at Georgia. Text line does highlight this, though, and I half agree with it, half disagree. Thomas Brown, garbage hire.
Whoa!
Keep him away from the offense. He was awful in Chicago, which I don't actually agree with. I thought the play calling got head and shoulders better when he was the play caller for Shane Waldron, replacing Shane Waldron last year in Chicago. I thought it got much better. DJ Moore was very sketchy to start the year. Keenan Allen, sketchy to start the year. Those guys had much better finishes. So I disagree with the Chicago part. Here's what I forgot about. He was the offensive coordinator in 2023.
Yeah.
For Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers.
They were not good.
That was real.
He's also
real bad Bryce Young, who looked much better this year. So if you want to hold Carolina against him, fine. I think when he actually started calling plays in Chicago last year, they got a lot better.
3 years with Sean McVay. He was the assistant head coach in 2021 and 2022. So Panthers, not great. Bears, up and down, I guess you could say. Mixed. Also not the offensive coordinator. So like Doug Marrone, not the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put these guys in sort of lesser roles. Yeah, like, I'm okay with that.
He's your passing game coordinator. He's your tight ends coach.
It's still Vrabel,
right?
Way at the top.
McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels, Williams.
And these guys are helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
That's a good way of putting it as well. As for Josh McDaniels.
Real quick, Mark Daniels had Dante Hightower and Drew Wilkins are not returning to the Patriots.
Okay. I'm a little surprised about Hightower.
He's probably a Mayo guy.
Him and Vrabel didn't overlap at all.
Is he a Mayo guy? I'm sure Mayo was probably. It's probably like, nah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying anybody really deserves their job back after last year, but you'd think a guy who was a good player here, maybe Kraft would say, hey, can you keep him on staff?
I don't know.
I mean, the answer is clearly no, but I'm a little surprised by that. Anyway, Orlovsky, my guy Dan Orlovsky.
Yep. What did he say now?
Tweeted this out. It's a screen grab, I'm guessing, from like NFL Live or something like that, it looks like. Maybe it's Sunday Countdown. Raiders under Josh McDaniels. And it says NFL ranks from 2022 to 2023 week 8 when he got fired.
Okay, so a year and a half there with the Raiders.
Dan Orlovsky.
I've heard that.
Perhaps he'll walk this back too.
Okay.
Play action percent for the Raiders offense under Josh McDaniels, 26th. This is the last time he had a job in the NFL. Shotgun percent, 53%, 30th. Motion at snap, 7%, last. So he highlights all these stats.
Pelt Spider-Man meme. No motion.
No motion at the snap.
Yeah.
They weren't in shotgun. No play action. Okay, they were 26th, 30th, and last in percentages. So he tweets those out, and he says, I don't love this for Drake May.
This guy's been all over the map, though, for Drake May. He didn't want to play him last year.
True.
Yeah.
But just on those stats, forget mm-hmm. Orlovsky being the messenger here on this. Maybe you can't separate the two, and that's fine. I have a hard time doing it myself. But I think that's a fair criticism of McDaniels. Like, all these things that you want in a new wave offense, and this is what we talk about, Keith, why we would have preferred someone from the McVay coaching tree, which ironically they're bringing in Thomas Brown. The reason you want that is you're in shotgun, and it is play action, and there is motion at snap. McDaniels did none of that when he was with the Raiders as their play caller and head coach.
Hmm.
Now, Brian Hoyer responded to that tweet. He goes, what does this even mean?
Old quarterback fight.
What would you love for him? Hoyer says. Yeah, a scrubby quarterback battle.
Yeah, more play action.
What do you mean? What would you want for him? More play action, more time in the shotgun, and more motion at the snap. What do you mean? What would you want? Why wouldn't you want those things for a quarterback?
How about this? Derek Carr, in his career, his quarterback rating, 18 points higher with play action as opposed to non-play action.
Okay.
So it's not like he was doing it because Carr's better, you know, without the play action, right, all that stuff. Like, it actually, over his career, he's been better with that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So, yeah, I don't know. Now, that doesn't mean that you run the exact same offense the exact same way with the Raiders as you would with the Patriots and with Drake May. Drake May, I think you probably want to put him in spots to use his legs more so than a Derek Carr. That second year, I think it was Garoppolo.
It was.
Hoyer. Maybe?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that was a mess. So, but yeah.
Another media member, or current media member, riding for Josh McDaniels. Shocker. But well, at least he has a real like playing relationship and probably a debt of gratitude to Josh McDaniels for his NFL career. But what do you mean, what would I want? I want more motion at the snap at bare minimum. It's something we talked about
last year, same thing.
Patricia, O'Brien, Van Pelt, none of them did that. And it's something we've been crying about for 3 years straight. Now McDaniels is back and we're like, oh, who cares? He doesn't motion at the snap.
What was AVP's big motto, though? He's like, motion with intent.
We've got to
do motion with intent. It's like, yeah, okay, mix in some of that then. Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, we asked
him. So we're not just going to do motion to motion. It's like, right.
This is when he was accusing
you. Do you think every team's just doing motion to motion?
Well, yes. This is when he was accusing you of weird questions, Keith, or odd questions.
That's right.
But
didn't know if the quarterback was holding on to the ball too long or if the offensive line was not holding their blocks too long.
Oh, so the Dolphins motion without intent.
Yeah.
And the Rams motion without intent. It feels like there's a lot of intent there.
I don't know.
The Chiefs motion at the snap.
There's a lot of motion happening.
They're motioning without intent, apparently, according to former offensive coordinator.
Watch the Super Bowl. So the two best teams in the league, I think, are still left. So in 2 weeks, just keep an eye on those offenses and see what kind of, you know, whether it's play action or motion, stuff like that.
Are they in shotgun? Is it play action?
Yeah.
And is there motion at the snap?
Do you have an overall take? Do you like a ton of shotgun, no shotgun, some shotgun?
I like shotgun.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously the answer is you need a quarterback who can do both, but I would skew way more shotgun than not.
I think Drake May, I mean, the modern quarterback is almost in it entirely in college. High school, I mean, you watch a high school game, these guys are in shotgun the whole time. So they are used to it. You'd like to be able to do a little bit of both, obviously, but yeah, I mean, that's the question. We don't know the answer yet. It's like, will Josh McDaniels get the most out of Drake May? That's like the bottom line for the upcoming season and years beyond.
And maybe he will, but I would just say those stats don't tell a great story. That's all.
I
am with Dan Orlovsky on this one. As some would say, I stand with Orlovsky.
You stand with Orlovsky?
I stand with Orlovsky on this one, specifically.
Yeah, just this one. I got you.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. More thoughts on the AFC and NFC championship games, the Super Bowl 59 matchup, plus, of course, crying about the refs. We'll do that all day long here on Jones and Keefe. And let's get to the Celtics and the Bruins. Not only did both win over the weekend, nice wins for both teams.
Yes.
We have a new name in the mix for Celtics owner. Let's get to that next.